Listening Library presents The Beast of Blackslope, The Sherlock Files 2, by Tracy Barrett. Read for you by John Allen Nelson. Chapter 1. The sound drifted through the air to the park where Zena and Xander Holmes were lying on their stomachs in the grass.
What was that?
Zena sat up and pushed back her long dark hair. The eerie wailing sound had come from way off in the distance. It interrupted the game she and Xander were playing and made her skin prickle. Xander stared toward the woods.
A siren?
He didn't really believe it, though. That had been a weird noise. It gave him goosebumps.
I guess.
Zena wasn't convinced either.
A wolf, maybe? Do they have wolves here in England?
She knew Xander had been reading up on natural history for school. Xander had a photographic memory. He would remember any mention of wolves, especially because he had a phobia about wild animals.
Nope.
Xander shook his head. No wild ones anyway. The English killed them all by the 18th century. And there can't be a wolf sanctuary or anything like that near here, or Mom and Dad would have definitely mentioned it. And I would have convinced them to pick someplace else for vacation.
Well, maybe a dog then.
But Zena still felt uncomfortable. She'd never heard a dog make such a spooky sound. And now she felt that there was something creepy about the quiet town square in this little village. She shivered and decided to change the subject. If Xander thought there were wolves or even something like them nearby, he'd refuse to do any of the outdoor activities.